they have two agency speech and language therapists filling in some vacant posts, but they hope to, in the very near future, get posts filled permanently. So that will go a long way to addressing the waiting list.
Obviously a matter of concern that over 200 children were waiting more than 4 months to get an appointment. So what John Hayes of the HSE seems to be saying is, look, we're going to make inroads on that this year, and the figures at the end of the year should be substantially better than they are now.
Yeah, and it's always good when you hear officials recognising that waiting lists are getting longer and it's not good enough, and that, but more importantly, that when recognising that that they're putting together programmes and they're filling the post and they're addressing it in real time. I was pleased with the response I got. I hope that the children now, who have been waiting, as you say, over 290 in 4 months, but there's been children waiting for 12 to 18 months, and it's important that these children get access to these speech and language therapists as soon as possible and help them with their recovery. So good news that these posts are going to be filled and that the children will be getting seen sooner now rather than later.